Shalom, everybody. The Gemara in Maseches Tanis, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph says in the name of Shmuel, Kol Hayoshev Betanis Nikra Chote. Whoever sits in observance of a fast, of a self-imposed fast, they are called a sinner. And why does Shmuel say that? The Gemara says, Shmuel says that whoever sits in a fast is called a sinner because of something that is said in our parsha, something that I discussed in one of last year's FMTs. In this week's parasha, in Parshas Naso, the Torah describes a nazir. A nazir is someone who makes a neder to abstain from many worldly pleasures and communal activities. And the Torah, in discussing the two birds that the Nazir must bring as a korban when his period of Nazirus is finished, the Torah says in Perek Vav Pasuk Aleph that one of those two birds is a korban chatas to atone for the sin that the Nazir committed. And the fact that the Nazir is bringing a sin offering, the fact that Torah says he sinned, presents a kal v'chomer for Shmuel. If a person who only abstains from wine and haircuts like a Nazir does, if he's called a sinner, then certainly someone who abstains from all worldly pleasures is most certainly labeled a sinner. And that, says the Gemara, is why Shmuel says that whoever sits in a fast, in a self-imposed fast, is called a sinner. Now, I will say parenthetically that it happens to be the Torah not only calls a Nazir a sinner, but the Torah also calls him holy. In Perek Vav Pasuk Hey, the Torah calls a Nazir Kadosh. And the Gemara there presents an opposite opinion, opposite to Shmuel. It's an opinion of Rabbi Elazar, who says that if a person who only abstains from wine and haircuts is called Kadosh, then certainly someone who abstains from all worldly pleasures is most certainly praised as being Kadosh. Be that as it may, the Gemara continues to explain how they both support their own positions and how they both explain the other person's pasuk in line with their own view. If you say he's holy, how can the Torah call him a sinner? If you say he's a sinner, how can the Torah call him holy, etc.? However, we have to ask the following question. Even Shmuel says that there is an element of Kedusha in a Nazir. As I mentioned, Perek Vav Pasuk Hey, the Torah calls a Nazir Kadosh. So how can Shmuel say that whoever sits in a tinus is called a sinner? Maybe a sinner has an element of sin, but is that true of every single person who sits in a self-imposed tinus? He's a sinner? That's it? So this question is asked by the Chasam Sofer of Moshe Schreiber, also known as Rav Moshe Sofer. He died in 1839, and he asks this question in his Sefer on the Chumash Toras Moshe. The Chasam Sofer offers two beautiful explanations to this question. For this FMT, I will share one of his explanations. If you are interested in hearing his other beautiful explanation, please WhatsApp me privately. Again, how can Shmuel say that whoever sits in a tinus, a self-imposed tinus, is called a sinner, and he compares that to a nazir? Even a nazir is called kadosh. The Chasam Sofer quotes the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204. The Rambam, in the very first perek in Hilchos Ta'anios, says that when something terrible happens to us, chas v'shalom, we have a mitzvah to call out to Hashem, to daven to Hashem, and when necessary, to fast. And the whole purpose of fast days is to inspire us to do tshuva, to call out to Hashem, and to commit that we will change our lives. We understand that these things come upon us because of our actions. And by fasting, we declare to Hashem and to ourselves that we know that this is the reason why these terrible things happen to us. We've internalized that message. It's our fault. We need to change, and we are determined to change our behaviors and our actions. And therefore, says the Rambam, and therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, someone who fasts, or if someone becomes a Nazir and changes their behavior, that is beautiful. That's special. That is indeed Kadosh. However, if someone fasts, or if someone becomes a Nazir, and they do not change, or they don't even try to change, then they are a sinner. And that's exactly what Shmuel said. Kol hayoshev b'ta'anis nikra chote. If a person sins and they're just yoshev, they just sit there, they're passive, they don't move. If they just sit there and they're not moved, then that is wrong. The Navi Zechariah in Perek Gimel Pasuk Zayin calls us mehalchim. We're walkers, we're movers, we're changers. We don't stand still. A person who sits in a fast is making a huge mistake. But a person who moves because of a fast, who changes because of a fast, or by being a nazir, that is a most special, holy thing. Now, these kinds of extreme behaviors in response to extreme circumstances can be very uplifting and very special, but they are only vehicles to help us change ourselves. If they become ends in themselves, it can be very, very dangerous. That's the Chasam Sofer's first answer. If you're interested in hearing another answer, please WhatsApp me privately. In the meantime, have an amazing day.